It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I thought about you all last night and all of this morning, and I just wondered what's going on in make-believe. I have a feeling that they're thinking about rebuilding the factory. I hope so. But as I came to see you here today, I stopped by to see some friends of mine at the volunteer fire department in our neighborhood. Oh, and they showed me a lot of things that they use in helping people to put out fires. And I asked them if maybe they'd be able to send me over a fire helmet and a coat and some boots so that we could get dressed up and pretend that we were firemen, too. Why don't we ask Picture Picture if it would show us what firemen do to get ready to help people when there is a fire, shall we? Picture, picture on the wall, will you kindly show us all what firemen do to get ready to help people when there's a fire? There are their coats all lined up in a row, the firemen's coats. And there they are taking care of the car. Look at him going down the pole. Down the pole at the fire station. Oh boy, can really slide down the pole well, can't they? And they slide down the pole and then they get onto their fire trucks. And the fire trucks are always ready. See them running onto the fire truck? And off they go to help somebody who's in trouble. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. I like Picture Picture, don't you? Why don't we just pretend that we're firemen and we just slide down the pole, okay? Hold your hands like that and now slide down the pole. Good, once more. Slide down the pole. Down we go in the pole. Somebody at the door. Let's see who that is.
Good day, Mr.
McFeely.
Good
how are
day.
You?
I just stopped at the volunteer fire department, Mr. Rogers. Now I have all the equipment here, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, thank you. They did send it over.
Oh, yes, they did. Let's try it on, Mr. Rogers. All righty.
Oh, fine.
Shall I help you? Oh, I'll explain it to you, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, please do.
Just set it right down here, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I'll sit here and you can just put it
all
on.
And go step by step and open it up here.
What all is there?
Now, first of all, are the boots, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, good.
So we'll just try them on. Now, you're going to have to take your loafers off, Mr. Rogers. That's right.
All right.
There we go. Now you try this boot first. That one on. Well, I get the other one already.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, they're big boots.
They certainly are. They're rubber and they protect you, Mr. Rogers.
Heavy rubber boots.
All right. Now here's the other one. There you go.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Have it, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, I'd stopped by there earlier today, and they said they would send me
something. Oh, I was driving by, and they asked me to bring it over to you, Mr. Rogers.
Boy, that'd be a heavy load on your bicycle.
Now,
there.
Now, you want me to show you something, Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Could you stand up a minute?
Certainly.
That's right. Now.
Oh, boy, they're tall, aren't they?
There you go. Oh. See how tall they are?
Certainly
now,
are.
The next step, Mr. Rogers, is this.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Here's your helmet.
Oh, number one on it.
Number one, and we'll get the little earmuffs out there, Mr. Rogers. Put it right on your head. That's it. You have it there? There we go. We're almost ready. Little strap.
Does this go under your chin?
Under your chin, that's right. Oh, almost ready. Now, next step, Mr. Rogers. Here we go.
Thank you.
This, Mr. Rogers, is your coat. You go one arm.
Oh, it's rubber, isn't it?
Rubber coat. Very, very heavy and warm. Here we go. And your other arm. Now, big buckles on the front. We'll notice that, Mr. Rogers. There you go.
How do you put them in?
Let's try this one. Goes like this. You push in.
Oh, yes.
You're doing better than I am, Mr. Rogers. Maybe you can help me. There you go, you see?
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. Gee, that's great.
Now, you're all set to pretend you're a fireman, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, here's some gloves.
Rubber gloves. You want to put those on, too?
Yes, I'd like to.
But they're nice and warm, too, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Rogers. Well,
need a lot of protection, don't you, Mr. McFeely?
Right, you're right, and that is a lot of protection there, isn't it? You can tell how heavy it is, can't you?
I surely can.
Well, I have more errands to do, Mr. Rogers, so I have to run off. I'll be back to pick up your equipment already, and I'll put this right down here. We'll see you a little later, all righty, Mr. Rogers?
Thank you, Mr.
McFeely. Good day. Bye. Hope you enjoy your equipment. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Bye.
Mr. McFeely is really a busy man. Oh, I don't walk very well in the... I'm not used to it. Boy, it takes a lot of training to learn how to be a fireman. Yes, you go to school. But we can pretend that we're a fireman now. Let's just pretend that there's somebody in trouble right up at this window. I've already put a little doll baby there. So we'll pretend that she's in trouble with a fire, and she's waiting for us to rescue her. All right? Well, it's very scary, isn't it, to have a fire like that? Well, good for you for waiting for us to bring you down. I guess we should have had the curtains open, and then she would have been waiting like that. Good for you for waiting, because we wanted to come and rescue you. Fires are scary things. I know that. And sometimes we don't even know how they begin. It's so hard to understand about some things like that. Surely is. Some things are very hard to understand, aren't they? Some things I don't understand. Some things are scary and sad. Sometimes I even get bad when I'm mad. Sometimes I even get glad. Why does a dog have to bark? Why does an elephant die? Why can't we play all the time in the park? Why can't my pussycat fly? Why wonder why? Why wonder why? Why does it have to get dark? Why won't the day always stay? Let's say goodbye to the nighttime. Goodbye. Let's send the dark time away. Why do big people say no? Why are their voices so loud? Why don't the witches and bad guys all go? Why does the sky fly a cloud? Someday, oh someday, I'll know what to say. Someday, oh someday, I'll not have to say. Why wonder why? lot of things to wonder about, aren't there? Well, right now, I'm wondering about the people in make-believe. So let's just go and see how they're faring today. Yeah, we want to know how Corny is, how Daniel is, how the King is, how everyone is. Let's just see if it's time for the trolley. There's Daniel's clock and the museum. There's X's tree and Henrietta's house. And the factory. Oh, the factory. They'll need to clean that up, won't they? Well, we'll see. Yes, sir, trolley. We're anxious to get into make-believe. Could you take us? Good. Yes, we want to see how everybody is today, after the sad day of yesterday. In we go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
I realize that there is a great deal to do. Hello, trolley. And I want you to do everything you can to help those neighbors. After all, we put out their fire. Now we shall help them rebuild.
Well, you are a generous king, King Friday.
Yes, of course I am. Of course I am. Oh, who's coming?
Oh, hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Sarah Saturday.
Hi, King Friday.
How are you?
Well, how do you do, Sarah Saturday?
I was so sorry to hear about the fire at the factory.
Yes, well, we were able to put out that fire yesterday. Now, today, I'm commanding Handyman Negri to help them rebuild the factory.
Oh, I'm glad you want to help them, King Friday.
Yes, well, why don't we go talk about that inside the castle then, Sarah Saturday?
Oh, I'd be delighted. Good luck with your rebuilding, Handyman Negri.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah Saturday. Thank you.
Were it not for me, there would be no rebuilding.
Of course, sir, and I'll do my very best, sir.
Yes, that's the attitude. Now, come on, Sarah Saturday.
Yes, King Friday.
If
there's anything that I can do to help, please let me know.
Oh, I will, Sarah.
Yes, well, come along.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come along.
Oh, I am at Daniel's clock, Cornflake especially manager. I'll just go down and visit him and see. Oh, there you are.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing the best I can.
I guess. Trying times, huh, Daniel?
It sure is. It's really hard to have somebody around who's so sad.
Well, how is Corny?
Oh, he's feeling very sad, you know. He won't eat anything, and he won't talk, and he doesn't want to see anybody.
Yeah. Well, King Friday told me to come down here and that I was to do anything possible to help him rebuild that factory.
Oh, I wish you could tell Corny that.
Well, do you think if I called him, do you think he'd come out?
Oh, maybe. Gee, I don't know. You could always try. I've been calling him. I've been knocking on his door. I've been saying, hey, Corny, come on, let's just talk about it. But he doesn't even want to talk about it.
He doesn't, does he?
No.
Well, why don't we try calling him?
All right, you go on.
Mm-hmm. Corny!
Corny! Corny! Try down in there, because he's...
Corny!
Corny!
Cornflake especially!
Cornflake especially!
This ought to get him. Mr. Pesciali!
Yes, he likes that name.
Mr. Pesciali?
Say he's not coming.
I've got it.
What?
Cornflake especially, manager of the neighborhood rocket factory, which we are going to rebuild.
Did somebody call my name?
Oh, there you are.
Why, hi, Corny. Oh, hello, Daniel. I've been resting.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, how are you?
Well, I just don't feel like talking.
Yeah, I guess you don't, Corny. I mean, after all, you've really had some terrible trouble.
Oh, I was wishing you'd tell me that it was just a bad dream, all that.
Well, sometimes things like this do happen in bad dreams, but this time it was the factory fire, and we're going to build you a brand new factory.
Oh, we'll never be able to do it. Just never.
Well, why do you say that, Corny?
Because I can't even find the instruments, and that's a great big part of the factory.
The instruments?
The instruments?
What do you mean, Corny? What instruments?
Well, you know, the large knob on the front and the two small knobs and the metal tube and, oh, especially the direct current meter.
The direct current meter?
The direct current meter was so important for my factory. Oh. So many things were lost.
Corny. Corny, why don't we just go over and we'll take a good look?
Well, I just don't think we'll ever find it. They're gone, and I don't know where we'd ever get some others.
Oh, well, Corny, you just can't feel that way, can you, Daniel? I mean, you just got to have hope.
Well, I know how sad you feel, Corny, but you could take one more look. Well, if you think there's hope in it, but I just hate to go and see the old place.
Yeah.
It makes me sad, Daniel. Well, of course it makes you sad. And it makes me angry. Of course it makes you angry. Anything bad that happens to you like that makes you very sad and very angry. It sure is nice that you understand.
Well, that's what neighbors are for, Corny.
Well, if that's what neighbors are for, I sure like neighbors.
Well, Why don't I go on over and start looking, and then you can come on over when you're ready, okay?
Well, all right. Daniel gave me this bathrobe to wear, and, well, I haven't shaved or anything, but I guess that's okay, isn't it?
Well, you can just take your time and come over when you're ready, okay?
All right, I will. Do you want to come too, Daniel?
Oh, no, I'll just stay here and cook dinner for us.
Oh, thank you, neighbor. Oh.
Well, good luck to both of you.
Well, thank you.
All right, I'll meet you over there.
Oh, Corny,
yes?
One thing I almost forgot. Would you tell me what those things are?
Oh, the large knob, the two small knobs, the metal tube, and the direct current meter. Yes, I'll see you over there.
Okay, all right, see you later. One large knob, two. Did he say two? Yeah, two small knobs, and... Oh, yes, a direct current meter. Okay. Well, I guess I better get on over there and see if I can find this stuff. Okay. One large knob. Oh, boy. Really going to be tough to find things in this. Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Oh, hello, dear.
Well, fancy meeting you here.
Are you looking for treasures, too?
Not exactly, Lady Elaine. You see, I'm looking for some very important things that were lost in the fire.
I didn't start the fire.
Well, nobody said you did, Lady Elaine.
Well, I didn't, because I do a lot of bad things, but I don't start fires.
Well, Lady Elaine, nobody around here said that you did start it.
Well, I thought everybody would think I did.
Well, you don't have to feel that you're going to be blamed for everything bad that happens around here.
Well, it surely does look bad.
Sometimes people are good.
I know.
And they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes.
That's the truth.
It's funny, but it's true. It's the same isn't it for me? And sometimes people get mad.
They sure do.
And they feel like being sad. But the very same people who are sad sometimes are the very same people who are glad sometimes.
Nice.
It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it for me? Isn't it the same for you?
You mean no one's blaming the fire on me?
Not one person, lady.
You mean you just didn't come here to find me because you thought I had done it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, boy. Listen, there anything I can do to help?
You sure can. Why don't you help me look around here? I'm looking for some valuable instruments. Large knob and some small knobs,
yes.
And one thing that's very important, a direct current meter.
A direct current meter? What's that look like?
Well, it's kind of large, and it has a long needle on it and some numbers, some very important numbers, and the needle kind of goes back and forth.
Oh, you mean it's that thing that was on the front?
Exactly.
Oh, on
that's
the front
it.
Of the factory. Well, I'll
that's
look.
Okay. I'll kind of start down here.
Okay. Sometimes
well,
people are
good. There's a light bulb. Oh! Lady Elaine! Lady
yes?
Elaine!
What'd you find,
look
dear?
Look at this. I found one of the small knobs.
Oh, good.
Look at that.
Oh, good. I haven't found anything yet.
Okay. Keep looking. Oh. What this is. This looks kind of important. Lady Elaine!
Yes. Did you find something else, dear?
I found another small knob.
Oh,
that makes
good.
Two of them.
Oh, good. Oh. I haven't found anything.
You keep looking for that direct current meter, okay? Oh, look. Oh, Lady Elaine, look, I found something else.
Oh, you're lucky. You're finding everything.
I found the large knob.
Oh, great. One corny,
all we
please.
Have to do is find that direct current meter. Okay? That's not it. That's not it either.
Hey, dear.
Yes?
Handyman Negri,
what?
Is this
what?
It?
Oh, Lady Elaine.
Is that
you
it?
Did it? Yes, look at... That's it.
Oh, that looks like that thing that was on the front.
That's the most important part.
Oh, great. Oh sometimes people are good.
I can't wait to tell Corny.
Sometimes people find things.
Look at this.
Oh, dear, I just hate to see this. Oh, hello, Lady Elaine.
Corny.
Oh, hello, Corny, dear. I didn't start the fire.
Well, nobody said you did. Did you find anything yet?
Look at this. We found the two small knobs.
Oh,
and
great.
One large knob.
Oh,
look what Lady Elaine found.
You found that, fair child?
I surely did, dear. The direct current meter.
Well, I'm just as pleased as Punch. Oh, how good of you to do that.
Well, sometimes people are good, and sometimes people are good, and sometimes people are good. Goodbye, boys. I'll see you later.
That's right.
Oh, she sounds in good spirits. We can really begin to rebuild now.
Oh, that a boy, Corny. Now you're talking.
Oh, every day isn't bad, is it?
Sure is it, Corny.
Oh, especially when you've got people around who care about you. Oh, let's go back and tell Daniel you found them. Oh, which
well, listen,
wonderful.
I'll tell you what. You go back and tell Daniel, and I'll go over and report to King Friday, okay?
Oh, good. And will you give him my thanks, too, please?
I sure will.
Oh, he sure can be a generous king.
That's for sure.
Oh, well, maybe we could rebuild this old place.
Yeah. Why, of course
well, thank
we can.
You, handyman.
Okay, Corny. And I'll see you later.
Oh, great. Oh, we found them.
Hi, Charlie.
Well, they'll start to rebuild the factory tomorrow. Good. Boy, was I glad that Lady Elaine found something. Yeah, she really shouldn't have been inside there, but she helped Mr. Negri. She helped him find what was needed. Mm-hmm. And poor Lady Elaine, she was just worried so that everybody would be thinking that she started the fire. She's an imp, all right. Yes, and she does some naughty things, but she doesn't want to hurt people. No. No, she likes to tease every once in a while, but Do you hear her say, sometimes people are good, and sometimes people are good, and sometimes people are good? Sure. Sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people are good. That's it. And they do just what they should. Ooh, there's somebody at the door. Very same people who are good sometimes. Well, maybe it's Mr. McFeely. Is that you, Mr. McFeely?
Yes, it is, Mr. Rogers. Oh, here, hi. I am again. I came back to pick up the equipment, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, good. Well, I'll have it for you.
Best to be prepared, you know.
That's right.
We'll pack it up here for
Here's
you.
Here's the coat.
Right back. Already put the coat in first. There we go. Guess, and the helmet.
Guess what, Mr. McFeely?
What, Mr. Rogers?
Lady Elaine Fairchild found just the right thing to help Corny help rebuild the
factory. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Rogers.
Will you help me off with the boot?
Oh, I sure will. I will pull this boot off first. One, two, oh. Oh, Mr. Rogers is holding it. Oh, here, I'll pull again. There we go. It's easier that way, Mr. Rogers. Right in now, the next one. Here we go. One, two, three. Oh, Mr. Rogers. Let's go. Oh, I'll get it off. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers. I'll put this right back in here. And I'll just rush over to the fire hall, Mr. Rogers.
Could I help you with
that? All right, you get that one. I'll get this one. Well, good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Good day
I
to you.
I hope you enjoyed the equipment.
I did, and
good
thank
day.
The men for loaning it to
me. Why, well, Mr. Rogers. Good day. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mr.
Bye,
McFeely. Oh, boy, Mr. McFeely's always in a rush. I've got to go off myself, but I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. We'll see them start building the factory again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.